Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, stress management has been on my mind lately. Ever feel like life's a roller coaster that just won't stop? You know, the kind where you're constantly strapped in, gripping the safety bar, wondering when it's going to launch you into another loop-de-loop of deadlines, demands, and unexpected curveballs. Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? We don't have to be prisoners on this ride. Stoicism offers some seriously cool tools to help us navigate the ups and downs with more grace, resilience, and even a little bit of zen. So, buckle up because today we're diving into some effective stress management techniques straight from the Stoic playbook. You know, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about weathering life's storms. First things first, remember that stress often stems from our perception of events, not the events themselves. Think about it. Two people can experience the same stressful situation, say, missing a deadline, and react completely differently. One might crumble under pressure, while the other sees it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what's within our control, our thoughts, actions, and reactions, and let go of what we can't change. It's like that old saying, you can't control the wind, but you can adjust your sails. Second, practice mindfulness. Ever notice how when you're stressed, your mind races a mile a minute? You're stuck in a loop of worries about the past or anxieties about the future. Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention back to the present moment. Take a few deep breaths, feel your feet on the ground, and focus on your senses. It's like hitting the pause button on that mental whirlwind and finding a moment of calm amidst the chaos. Third, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, this one is a game changer. When you shift your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, stress levels tend to plummet. Think about it. There are always things to be grateful for, even on tough days. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, or a kind gesture from a stranger. Practice gratitude daily, and watch as your perspective transforms. Fourth, remember the importance of self-care. We can't pour from an empty cup, right? Stoicism emphasizes the need for physical and mental well-being. Make time for activities that nourish you, whether it's exercise, reading, spending time in nature, or simply taking a relaxing bath. Treat yourself with kindness and compassion, just like you would a dear friend. Finally, don't be afraid to seek support. Even the strongest Stoics know they need help sometimes. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're knee-deep in a project, deadlines are looming, and emails are flying in like angry hornets. Your heart is racing, your head is spinning, and you feel like you're about to lose it. Sound familiar? But then you remember those Stoic principles we just talked about. Take a deep breath, remind yourself that you can control your reaction to this situation, not the situation itself. Shift your focus to what you can do right now, prioritize tasks, break them down into smaller steps, and tackle one at a time. Take a short break to stretch, walk around, or simply close your eyes for a few moments of mindfulness. You might even jot down three things you're grateful for in this moment. Maybe it's a supportive colleague, a functioning coffee machine, or the fact that you have the skills and knowledge to tackle this project. See? Those Stoic tools can actually make a difference. So, what are our key takeaways today? Stress management isn't about eliminating stress altogether, because let's be real, life throws curveballs. It's about developing strategies to navigate it with more grace and resilience. Remember those five powerful tips. Focus on what you can control, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, prioritize self-care, and don't hesitate to seek support. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to stress management techniques? Share them in the comments below. Let's build each other up and create a community of strength and resilience. And remember, keep building that Stoic core, one day at a time. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.